Well, good evening, folks. I'm walking to the store very rapidly right now because I want to get a 40 before the store closes, which is, I got plenty of time. It's 11 minutes. And mainly, I didn't even really plan to imbibe today, but I figured a couple things out and, figured out that I was able to do my thing. I felt such an urge because I'm feeling very impelled to write a ton tonight. I started this conversation with Newborn Tight, who I've just kind of started talking with, and the person is a dark poet, and I'm not very terribly acquainted with him or her, as it may be. I've just been kind of upset about, to be honest, a little bit upset, seeing the very talented and wonderful Shimmery group doing their thing out there, and I'd kind of wondered, how many people are in this collective, or who exactly is doing this. You have some kind of a notion, but I hadn't read terribly carefully, because I'm kind of like that. I like to remain insular and my own bratty self, and indulge all my vices and whatnot. Whatever. So, this makes me laugh a little bit, because I'm going to name them off and be like, sloth, vanity, wantonness, subtlety, a lot of things. But I'm happy tonight because I want to explore this whole thing of, I loved what you wrote. Wait, it wasn't even that one. This is what I saw after I had written my little nasty thing, because I do fancy myself as among the world's best poets, and I've got my ego caught up in that shit sometimes. Not that I bear anyone ill will, it's just that, I don't know. I feel very underachiever with the whole damn thing, and I'm trying to remedy that so I can be kinder than crueler about some shit. And a lot of this... Okay, here's the quote very quickly. When your God is burning you in hell for eternity, will you still be telling me how great he is? And that struck me because I'm a person who, as much as I would like, and as much as my friends and my fellows and my entire life and everything I've known, what am I saying? There's a bit of both there. But if you saw me, I think you might... get so over-concerned with telling the truth, you can't even say anything, huh? Listen, I'm walking on. When I know people are in earshot, I get a little timid. Hang on a minute. I've got 5 minutes. Watch the world spin around all the time. Hoping the store is actually open. Wait, are these my friends? What did they do? Teleproject on there? Oh, they drove, apparently. A 10. I thought you guys, like, teleprojected down here or something. No, I know you drove down here. I heard they're fucking closed. Like, yeah, I heard that.
You want to ride with
us? Huh? Yeah, let's go to the fucking Plaid, man.
My car is fucking disgusting.
Yeah. Maybe I'll keep walking. I'm kind of getting some stuff out here. I think so. Just know I want to write a lot tonight. I've rested up, and I think I can deal with it. You're asking me these questions. Do you ever, want to face your greatest fears and see what it's like to be on the other side of them? And, you know, my answer is yes. Let's explore that. I mean, almost more than anything, it's like, well. You know, speak of them, say them out loud, which I'm way into. I mean, that's what I do all the time. I mean, and what I want to make clear is I'm not sitting here trying to fucking, like, tear someone apart. If anything, I'm trying to tear myself apart. You know, what happens is my, sometimes it's like, well, the only way I can hurt myself is to kind of, lash out and, you know, break a metal bone or step on a heart or two or, you know, smash some fucking complacent niceties and, you know, ice picks out. 3, 2, 1, bang! A lot of it. One thing that interests me is the way this goes on. When I feel the writing coming on, you know, and I mentioned that I'm a vessel, which this is where I'm very, you know, enervated tonight about this because. I mean, for one, in the concrete world, what else am I but a vessel, a virtual vessel? You know, what are any of us out there? See, that doesn't sound quite right, you know? And actually, by what I mean as a vessel is, yeah, in the deeply poetic, you know, sacred verse, roomy, biblical kind of sense of the fucking thing. I mean, you're a lantern. And, you know, what I want to do is be able to sort that out. You know, am I an angel? Am I a devil? Am I a human? Am I a psychotic? Am I crazy? Am I simply a writer? Am I a slag? Am I a whore? Addict, you know. Am I kind, you know? And these are the things that I like to challenge myself with, you know? And sense of like, look, mostly all you do is indulge your own kind of whims. You do it with a very broad-minded kind of giving way, but, you know, you're not... Don't go out of your fucking way for much. That's what it is. Me, I speak of. I feel like I just walked through a cloud of lemon pledge or something. Okay, well, I'm gonna let this drop down. I've got 20 seconds. I'm almost home. I might record another just to get the thoughts out. Until then, bid you adieu.